Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
All right, let's get this party started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I am Janet Valentine.
I'm Barbie Triple E. Woohoo!
And I'm Steve.
And Roger is AWOL, which means either he's busy telling dirty jokes, which is our code for having a good time, or doing something else. We'll see if he joins us. If he does, great. If he doesn't, we got three of us. That's what it takes. We have a quorum. So let's talk about it. It only takes a couple of us to have this discussion. If you're new to the podcast, please heed the warnings. This is for adults, and you are talking to a couple of retired swingers and one that's full action right now. That would be Steve. Barbie's retired. I'm semi-retired. If we talk about any kind of or refer to another podcast, you can find that podcast on the place where you probably found this one, or the best place to do it is to go to our website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. It's all smashed together, no dots or anything else. Beyondmonogamypodcast.com. You got to spell it right. AI will help you do that. And there sits all of our podcasts. You can comment on them if you have a particular comment, question, anything else you want to have. You want to shoot an email out to me, to Roger. We're trying to get Barbie's email up there. You can also tip Mandingo, who's the producer of the show. We don't make any money off of this. We're all just having a great time. You guys are the flies on the wall listening to us have our discussion. We have a format. The format now is the word. We usually define a word for you. We talk about sex news, and we also talk about music, music that should be played or absolutely avoided during a good play session. So I'm going to reach out. I don't have any idea. We did absolutely no pre-planning. So I don't know what Barbie or Steve has to say. Any of y'all got anything to say on either of those topics?
Barbie, do you want to go first?
Well, I was doing a little investigating about the news. What is the current news from somewhere to do with sex? It's a pretty general search. Well, I found there's a newspaper in Seattle called The Stranger. And apparently it's kind of like a younger crowd.
Underground
newspaper. Yes. Okay. So they did a survey about kinks. And yeah, I thought that was fascinating. So the number one kink is being submissive.
Oh,
that was number one.
Really?
The next. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. And then nipple play.
Okay.
And then group sex. But that was only 48% group sex. So, but the survey takers, they all answered these questions. 90% of the respondents say that they masturbate at least two times a week.
Okay.
Wow.
52% of them have been in a three-way.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever participated in an orgy, which is more than three? Only 29% said yes.
Okay.
I feel sorry for those people.
Yeah, that was the biggie. And it was, how many people said that they wanted to? 75% of the young men said that they wanted to try being attending an orgy, but only 39% of the women said they would want to attend an orgy. So now that's a very small representation, but I thought it was fascinating that submission was the number one, you know, what they considered a kink. I wonder if that's because it's become more mainstream.
I didn't consider any of those kinks.
Oh, no. No, that's called Saturday.
Exactly. I was like,
That's not a kink. A kink is, you know, splashing, right? We know a kink is splashing. Yeah.
Or, that's right. Sitting in a cake, baby.
Sitting in a cake. Or a kink is like a diaper with pacifier, right? Or where is Roger to kink shame us? Because that's what we need, Roger.
I thought that was so funny. But submission. I wonder if that's just because it's in the mainstream, you know, ever since the 50 Shades and all that. If people don't kind of play with that more than, and you don't, when you go into an adult store, they have whole sections of that stuff now, you know? So sure. I think it's very, very mainstream. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know if that's really, but I understand. Great story. Now I'm going to hold my news story until after we get through everything else, because it's going to lead into a longer discussion, I'm sure. what do you have to say today, Steve? What do you want to talk about?
I don't have a song. I had one and I don't remember where it was, so I don't want to, I forgot about that, but I have a word. And this is fairly simple. You two should probably get this one. Called a doppelbanger.
A doppelbanger?
Yes.
Okay. Would that mean you're a faker that says you have a big dick, but it's really small?
No. A doppelbanger. Go ahead.
No, that makes the most sense to me.
Yes.
I like that.
A doppelbanger is someone you have sex with because they look like someone else who you wanted to have sex with. So, for example, everyone knows that we don't live in the same parts of the country anymore. But if I go to a party, I see a lady over in the corner and go, oh my goodness, that looks like Janet, or that looks like Barbie. I got to go play with them because they remind me of one of you two.
I gotta tell you that what that's one thing that Boo has done for me. Previously Urkel, but he's so hot now he's Boo. If I see a slightly somebody who looks kind of like has his build as Boo, I am totally gonna go get that guy. Okay, that party. I'm gonna go. Oh, it's a Boo. That's a Boo. I'm gonna go grab a Boo at that party.
Yeah. That's real. Yeah, that's real.
Right.
I've been attracted to people because they kind of look like somebody else. Yeah.
So
I'm still looking for the one that looks like George Clooney. I'm still looking for him.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, I don't know if I would do George Clooney because he's just a little, these guys are too into themselves. You know, give me the Tom Selleck's or the, you know, give me the Clint Eastwood's. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. And maybe, but George Clooney, nah.
Mm-hmm. But I also think of him and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and he was anything but cool, you know. You've seen that movie. But
well, and I got to tell you that if I'm at a party and there's somebody who like looks like Reese Witherspoon, I'd go do her. Yeah. Okay. In a heartbeat, I'd go do something like that, right? Just to see if I could make her really scream, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you could,
I would do that. We got any music you want to talk about? Is there anyone? What about a song absolutely not to play?
Besides
Old Man River, which we know that we've had that discussion about before.
That's still the best. I don't think you could get any
I think we were one time we were doing it and some kind of a breakup song came on and somebody that was in there was like eight of us in the room and they go, can we just like switch that? Can we get that off of here? We do not need a breakup or a cheating song on there.
Yeah. Oh, you know? No.
But it ain't cheating if your husband is watching.
Okay. Oh, no. No, exactly. Exactly.
And then the only other update that I have for according to so. Last podcast, we were discussing the Bluefish profiles and what to put on there and what to say. And so whenever we get done with the podcast recording, I get done and Fabio will say, so what did you guys talk about? Okay, because he he's just a little bit curious. He won't listen to all of it because he says he's heard these stories before. But, you know, he'll be like, what did you guys talk about? And so I came out the last time and I said, we talked about, again, what does a bluefish put on his profile that will make him get invited? And he goes, well, he just needs to put down that he has a big black dick and that he fucks.
Okay.
All it works. Don't fill out anything else. So, I thought that was pretty hilarious.
That's a good one. Yes.
Okay. So the news story that I wanted to talk about, I looked this up. Now it's a little bit aged, just a little bit. It's like 6 months old. It says Robert Baluga, a Ugandan delegate to the UN's Biodiversity Summit in Colombia, found himself between a rock and a hard place when his team's accommodation was abruptly canceled, leaving them stranded before the start of the COP16 in Cali. Okay, the city's hotels were packed to capacity with thousands of country leaders, scientists, government ministers, and UN negotiators, and Baluga was left scrambling for options until the Motel Deseos, I'm sorry, my Spanish isn't good enough, Deseos is desires, came to the rescue. Now, Baluga finds himself among at least a dozen delegates and negotiators accommodated by the city's hourly rate motels, which come equipped with circular beds, love machine chairs, dance poles, and sex swings. It's like a McDonald's drive-through, but for rooms, says Echeverry. I don't know who Echeverry is. For COP16, she developed a specialty night rate of about $35. Okay. The new arrangement has been an adjustment for hotelier and guests. Normally, Echeverry does not meet her guests and passes food, drink, and exchanges of money through a cubbyhole. But for the delegates, she has introduced a breakfast service serving orange juice, coffee, fruit, eggs, and Colombian bread. Every morning, each of them tells us how they want their eggs, she said. She is enjoying meeting people from other countries. We'll do it again, she says. Her employees are going out of their way to make their stay comfortable. We give them chocolates and coffee candy in the morning to show them they are special to us. Baluga said some of his room's attributes were not ideal for government negotiators. It has no wardrobe space because the average couple is there for just 4 hours. So his clothes are draped over his bed. Okay. But he says his room did not have a stripper pole, but it did have a swing and handcuffs. The reason I needed to read you guys this story is because it reminded me of, and I know you're so tired of these stories, probably, Paris. Okay. Because these are hotels. They have these kind of hotels in Paris. And we went to them. Okay. So I said that I've been to Paris many times. It's become a great place for us to, when we're working in Europe, we will deliberately stop in Paris because they have the great sex clubs. And I've gone back and in season one, I talked to you guys about Moon City. And I think the episode's called The Damnedest Thing. Okay. There's a couple of them where I talk about the different sex clubs. Well, we became friends with some people who live in Paris, and we had met them at the sex club. And one of our trips, they said to us, we want to go to a hotel and just play with you guys directly and not have to go to a sex club and pay for the big sex club experience and wait for this. So let's do this. Let's go to dinner. And then we're going to take you to a hotel. And so we're thinking hotel, you know, like it's a Marriott hotel or it's a Motel 6 or whatever that's on the corner. No, you walk into this motel and the person at the desk, there is a three-ring binder, okay, folder that you open up and you thumb through and you get to see which of these rooms is open, and they are
fantastic.
They are themed rooms. Okay, so they will have a picture of the room. So like
we ended up in the
candy suite. Okay. The candy suite. It was the candy suite. It was pink and it had like big fake ice cream cones and stuff, like lollipops painted on the walls and stuff, you know. And I mean, there's not much furniture. There's the bed. There's the cheap sheets. There is the plastic thing on top so that you know that any liquids are not getting there. There's a couple of condoms, you know, in each of the little dressers. There's condoms. There's lube packets and stuff. So there's just the basics. Oh, and you get like two of these really small towels, four people, two of these really small towels. Okay. And there's a little baby shower that's in there, shower and toilet that's in there. And you sign up for these rooms. That was the room that we signed up for. It was the last room that was there. You sign up for it. And there, you get them in 2-hour increments. You can extend it by an extra 2 hours or extra hour, and you get another deal. If you rent it after, I think it's 2:00 in the morning, you get the room until 8 a.m. Okay.
The peak hours.
We went and looked through, like, there was one that was a cave dinosaur section thing. Okay.
Oh.
Right. Jurassic. So that you could do cave. Right. There was one that was jungle, you know, the jungle and the river one. Sure. Okay. The safari one. There was all these different rooms. And it was all in French. And so basically we went there with Philip. We went there with Philip and his wife Valerie, and Valerie was just, you could tell she was just so excited. Oh, we get to pick the room. And then when we get there, there was like only one that was left, and it was the candy room. We're like, we don't care. We're just gonna go in there and fuck. Okay. Yeah. So it's like,
but you felt your blood sugar go up. You did feel your blood sugar.
And you know, I will say that, you know, was the bed really comfortable? I don't know. It was, you know, it was a double bed, and you know, was
it
just
had
enough
one purpose.
That was it.
Sleeping was not the purpose.
From what I understand, I mean, this hotel was just down the street from Moon City. This whole section, there are several sections of Paris where these hotels are, and you just got to know to go to that door, and then you go to that door, and you go through that door, and there's the hotel. You know, it's not like it's advertised. You just have to know.
Yeah.
And wow. The thing is, they said that that you know, you can also tell your cabbie. The cabbies will know. Okay.
Yes.
So you can tell your cabbie. And that's, I think, what we did is they said, here's the address that you give your cabbie. You tell them, and the cabbie was, you know, like, and you think the cabbie's going to be winking at me. Oh, look, this couple's going to go fuck. No, the cabbie was just like, okay, it's another night in Paris, you know.
That's all right.
Dropping these people off. They're just going to go.
That's what we do here. That's right. That's what we do here. And nobody gives a shit, you know.
No.
Nobody gives a shit. I mean, their prime minister was having an affair. I mean, they don't care.
They're expected to. It's not, there's something wrong with them if they're not doing that, right? But so I just, when I read that article, it just, triggered my memory. And I was like, oh, I know what those are. I've been to those hotels. I can't imagine staying in one overnight. Okay. And he's right. There is absolutely no place to hang anything. Okay. You're just going to go in there. I think there's one little stool that you throw your clothes over, and you have like four people's clothes that are over that one. And then maybe a couple of hooks up on the wall. The hooks up on the wall are where the towels are, right?
Yeah, the two towels.
Right. And I will tell you that the shower is like, it was a hose, you know, that you can pull. Yeah. It had the hook hose so you can pull down. That's great, because if, you know, the dudes come inside of you and you want to make sure everything is clear out and don't, you know, you want to clean up stuff before
that's
you
right. go. Spray it up there.
Great to have a spray up and stuff.
It is. You're right. Handheld, so worked, really good for that.
It worked out. I wonder why in the United States we don't do more of this. Is it just because of our Puritan background, or you know, it would solve so much stuff? Instead, people are like, you know, fucking around in cars or in parks.
Well, I know in our state, it's against the law. It's against state law to have hourly rates in a hotel. And I only looked that up because many, many years ago in a different state, I went to an adult motel. I actually was at a bar and they had a drinking contest. Go figure that I was the one who won. Shocking, isn't it? you had to drink a beer from a baby bottle. And I mean, I could just squeeze it and I'd drink it. So I won. So it was a 4-hour pass to this adult motel. So I find this person. I couldn't tell you who I went with, you know, but we went. It was absolutely fabulous. Round bed, but kind of super cheap, you know, because you're not putting anything fancy in there. But they only had porn on the movies, you know. And then when you checked in, they had an adult toy store. So you could buy a toy. But the parking lot had a wooden fence around it. So it was pretty discreet. You know, I mean, you pulled in and nobody could see it from the street.
This place had vending machines for the adult toys, the adult stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
It had vending machines for that. And it did have, I forgot, it had a screen that had the porn up there.
Yeah,
and you could change the channel, but only to different porn.
Yes, okay? That's what this was. Yes. Yeah, you're not getting the news. No. It's okay. No, it's just porn. And I'm talking about this was in the 70s, yeah, early 80s.
So, right. Because I had never heard about the hourly rate hotels. But I was just out of school, I was working, and I met a lady at work. And I said, hey, we can't go back to my apartment because I have two flatmates. Apartment mates. Okay. She said, let's go to this hotel. So we go to the hotel and come find it. It's an adult hotel. We kept meeting there. I said, well, how about I come to your house this weekend, and we'll spend the weekend there. And because instead of a one room hotel, come to find out she's married. So that's why my first introduction was to the 1-hour adult hotels. Cause she was married and couldn't go home. So she's very happy going to this 1-hour hotel. I said, okay,
sure.
You're paid by the hour. I said, okay, whatever works, but you're right, Barbie. Nothing but porn on. And they had one room. We were in one room that had a mirror on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, this one did too.
Yeah.
This had a mirror.
But not every room had a mirror on the ceiling, but this one room was good. And so it was pretty, my first introduction, I was probably, I think, 19 years old. 1920s.
That was about me. Yeah.
I love the mirror on the ceiling. Okay, like if I could have had it on my ceiling, so someplace where I could, my kids wouldn't see it and I wouldn't have to explain it. I mean, cause the first I have a couple of vivid memories. One of them, so I sometimes I get in my head, if it's grocery list sex and there's a mirror on the ceiling, then I am totally critiquing myself and going, oh, there's a zit on my ass. Well, that's not a good thing or whatever. Okay. Or, you know, looking at something on my foot as it's up in the air or whatever, then I'm doing that. But we were in Vegas and I was with a COVID couple, Kyle and Lola, and Kyle and I were in this room, and he's fucking me, and I look up, and it's kind of a it's a hidden type mirror. It's like it looks like it's part of the light fixture stuff, you know. It's like tiles, it's like mirror tiles, so it's a little tasteful. It's not like Hugh Hefner big old mirror sticking up there, right? But it's mirror tiled and you can see yourself in the mirror tile, and I got, oh, that was hot. Okay, it's a different angle, you get to see it, and then that's a turn on for me, definitely.
Hey, this is a great time for a break.
Fellas, are you tired of the same old experience? Need to spice things up? Introducing Dick Dippers, the revolutionary way to bring flavor to your love life.
Oh, baby.
That's right. Just dip it, dunk it, or drizzle it in one of our mouth-watering flavors, like strawberry daiquiri for a tropical twist, piña colada for that classic sweetness, or go all in with hot fudge sundae. Because who doesn't love a little extra drizzle with nuts? Made with 100% edible, body-safe ingredients, Dick Dippers are smooth, tasty, and guaranteed to make every moment delicious.
Now that's a treat I can't resist.
So why be boring when you can be dipping? Get Dick Dippers today. Available wherever fine personal products are sold. Not responsible for excessive licking, moaning, or sudden craving for sweets. Use as directed. Satisfaction highly likely.
Now, back to the fun part of the podcast.
You know, so put in your profile that you got a mirror on your ceiling.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
We're going to get Janet to come. Massage table, mirror on the ceiling, I'm in.
And yes, some coconut oil. There she is. Yes.
Right. I don't... So, let me ask you this then. You said, so... Did you feel any guilt at all doing the married lady? Was this did it bother you?
Actually, it didn't. I don't know why. You know,
well, me neither.
Not me either.
Guess what? You know, not my problem. It wasn't my problem. That's her problem. She's away from her husband. That's fine. You know, so I didn't feel any guilt about it. So.
When I first started cheating on my first husband, you know, I you know, 27, 28 years been with him or whatever. And, you know, long story, lots of things there. But I finally got the IUD inside of me so that I knew I wasn't going to get pregnant. And then when I made the decision, somebody had come on to me at a work conference, and I had a great time, and then I had decided, I need to do this more. And when I came back home, I got on Craigslist, and I met a couple of guys, and two or three of those guys, they were married. I didn't care, okay? Oh, God, because it's not my problem, you know.
I'm seeking the same thing, you know,
right?
Not a relationship.
I was not thinking to take you away from your wife or whatever. No, I just want to get off. Okay. I just want a dick. And this is what it is. And the thing is, like, if you would start telling me that you wanted something more serious, I'm not seeing you again. Couple of them I've done that with, I would, you know, push, but you start saying that like word or the L word, I'm out. Okay.
Yeah, that's not our job here.
Right.
Yes, you're exactly right.
But you know, and I know so like Missy Evil, who is the unicorn that still is out playing, and for those of you first time, unicorn is a single woman, and the reason she's called a unicorn is because she's playing in the lifestyle and she doesn't have a male mate, and they're called unicorns because they are very rare, because a man tries to get a woman, if a woman says I love to fuck and I love sex, she's going to find a mate pretty easily. Okay. The guys will put up with a lot of shit. All right. Yeah. And so Missy has been, they've tried to tie her down on a regular basis. She's had many different boyfriends and she just, you know, usually does them for a couple of months and then they figure out she's not going to let them tie her down and she's on to the next person. So, but Missy said that she did not want to do a married person unless she had the permission of the wife. And so she would make sure that she would go out to dinner with the couple or whatever, or talk to the woman explicitly and say, is it okay, before she would do the guy. She would be upset. If I was having a party and I allowed to have somebody who was cheating there, Missy would be very upset. So I knew that. So I just, if I was ever inviting her to a party, I had to make sure. I don't think we had anybody on a regular basis who was coming. Now, we did have a situation, Big Dick Donnie.
I know where this is going. I know where it's going already. I know exactly where this is going.
Big Dick Donnie could not, like, I the stories of Big Dick Donnie. Big Dick Donnie has been, for those of you new people, he's been a swinger since the age of 18. He has never stopped. He has fucked around all of his life. And Big Dick Donnie has one of the biggest white dicks I've ever seen. And he uses it well. He swings. Big Dick Donnie is married. Okay. But he and his wife play in the lifestyle. And so, I've become good friends with his wife, and Big Dick Donnie's wife and him have been to a lot of the parties. We've been and stayed with them. Big Dick Donnie, he always would have these other women that would attach to him. Other girls would try and attach to him, and he would always try to spend a lot of extra time with one and pay extra time to one. And he got a hold of this one chick. What should we name her, Steve? So I don't out him. We'll call her Jennifer. Okay.
Yes.
So Big Dick Donnie's, here's this girl, Jennifer. And Jennifer is the type of girl who has had different boyfriends pay for her plastic surgeries. She's had them pay for her boobs. She's had them pay for her ass. She's had them pay for her face. Okay. She has had liposuction sucked out. She is the type of person who takes 2.5 hours to get ready to go to the grocery store. Okay. Cause she's got to straighten her hair and put on the makeup and all this other stuff. She is very into herself. And she tells Big Dick Donnie some sob story about how the guy she was living with kicked her out or whatever. And so she tells him she needs an extra room to stay with at their house. Okay. So he lets her. And he tells his wife, Kara, that she's going to live with us, and that what she's going to do to pay her rent, because she doesn't have a job, is to clean the house on a regular basis. Well, we all know how that works out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I want you in my shit, you know?
Right.
Come on. You're not cleaning.
So Kara is like, she just tolerates it, you know, because it's Big Dick Donnie. And Kara moves in upstairs, and she's got her upstairs bedroom, and she's got the small room, and she's supposed to be, and she's gluten-free, and she's putting all of her demands, and she does not clean the house, and she just becomes an extra burden to Kara. And you know, Big Dick Donnie is happy because he's got Kara to fuck and he's got Jennifer to fuck. And, you know, Kara is just, at one point, Kara tells me that she found when she was cleaning up, because she couldn't stand it, that Kara likes to have a clean house. She's got OCD. And so Kara was up cleaning in Jennifer's room, and she found a notebook where Jennifer was practicing writing the last name of Big Dick Donnie. Jennifer, you know, let's say Smith, Jennifer Smith.
My God.
Right. And so Kara shows this to Big Dick Donnie, and Big Dick Donnie goes, oh, she's just dreaming. She just doesn't know. Don't worry about it. Nothing's ever going to take me away from you, babe. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Well, then Big Dick Donnie has a heart attack. Kid you not. Has a heart attack. Okay. He's in the hospital. Gets out of the hospital. They put in stents or whatever. Gets out of the hospital. And 3 weeks after his heart attack, the doctor told him no sex for 6 weeks. The doctor also told him, don't take any ED male enhancement drugs. Okay. 3 weeks after his heart attack, we were having a party. Okay. Now we live at that time. We lived 2.5 hours away from where Big Dick Donnie lived. So he says, hey, I know we're invited to this party. I'm coming to the party. I'm not bringing Kara. I was like, okay, who you bringing? Oh. And he goes, I'm bringing Jennifer.
Oh. Yeah.
3 weeks after his heart attack, he's, I'm bringing Jennifer. So he shows up. And now, because I love Kara so much, when they come up to the house, there are only three guest bedrooms. So if you're going to stay for overnight, he gets one of those three. Okay. I was going to give it to Kara. So I had already arranged with Kara. And then he says, don't tell Kara.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Yeah. So, yeah. Kara was on a trip with girlfriends to Florida at the time.
Exactly.
Ooh. Okay.
And so he says, don't tell Kara. So. He's cheating in the lifestyle. Okay. Now, I know I told in season one, I told the story about the guy that was cheating on the foursome when I first, you know, did cheat. This is how can you cheat on somebody who has an open relationship? Well, that's it. That's how it is. Yeah. Cause he says, don't tell Kara. So he comes and shows up. And I said, I thought the doctor told you not to fuck. And he's like, I don't care. And then he's like, I don't care. He goes, I'm not going to live maybe 10 more years or whatever. He goes, if I die, I die doing what I like to do. And he shows up to the party, and in walks Jennifer, and she expects us to kiss her ass. Okay. Well, that does not happen. All right. Like she spends, once the party's done, she goes to her room, stays in her room. In the morning, I don't even feed her breakfast. I just kick her ass out and tell them to go. Okay. Cause I'm so upset. Usually I'm feeding my guests breakfast. We're having a great time. We're, you know, whatever it is, they'll stay till 10 or 11 o'clock. Nope. I kicked his ass out fast. I was so mad. I was so angry at him. Cause he brings her up. And the thing is, she's not even a good fuck. Okay. You know, because she's got all this fakeness and stuff. You know, if you can imagine this plastic Barbie thingy, and I mean not Barbie like you, Barbie, because you're not plasticky, you're just beautiful Barbie, right? You like the fuck, right? She will lay there and tell you to please her. Okay, that's it. You know, can she take and deep throat it? No. I've never seen her give a blowjob. Never. Okay. And so the only one that she plays with is Big Dick Donnie. And Big Dick Donnie, he did her twice that night, along with fucking all these other women. That's him. 3 weeks after the heart attack.
Ooh.
I mean, scar and everything on him.
Ooh. But,
yeah.
Wow. That's how, and he did take an ED drug, I think.
He did
take a little.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Ooh. He takes the Viagra. I don't know how many he takes. And then he fucks with her. I was so angry, especially because I don't. And of course, he tells you now, don't tell her. Well, I'm friends with her. So you can't tell me not to tell it. Now, I don't ever offer it up to her.
Exactly. Like, I won't advertise.
Six months later or whatever, finally. Oh, she ends up moving out. Okay. She's had something she does pisses him off. She probably brings in some other guy, it's competition or whatever, pisses him off. And so eventually he kicks her out and he basically sends her to Colorado or something, takes all of her stuff in boxes and ships it off to her and sends her on her way. Right. But, and it's only at that time at a party that Kara says to me, I know Jennifer was up here last year. Well, then of course I say to her, I'm sorry. Yeah. And she goes, not your problem. I know he did it. And she goes, I know what I'm married to. Yeah. And she goes, and I'm the best thing that he has going. She goes, so, you know, he's just got to get over it. I was like, I was so afraid he was going to die at my house.
This was gosh, no kidding. Yeah.
Right.
No.
This was one of my big fears, is that at a party, somebody would die. Because I had heard. I've heard of it happening before at other parties, of somebody either having an event or having, you know, ambulance having to come or whatever, or somebody dying.
Somebody dying, you know, would really be bad.
Oh, I was 3 weeks from his heart operation.
Oh my god!
And
goodness.
He's in there. Like, I mean,
dude,
he is
you
got to
sign
dog.
A release. You got to right. sign a release. Don't be dying at my house. Oh my gosh! Oh.
Well, wow. That's when I'm sitting there thinking, which neighbor am I going to put him in his yard, in the yard?
We got to drag him over there. Put some pants on him and drag him out there.
I was, and in my head, in my dreams, I was thinking the pants aren't going to fit because his dick is so big. I was just going to take his naked ass and put him over in the, drag him over into the bushes next to at my house in the neighbor that I don't like's house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I like the other one. I don't know where this dude came from. You know, it'll be one of those Perry Mason Columbo episodes or, you know, one of the new detectives, right? Elsbeth would come in and go, look, we can see the trail. It comes all the way from Janet's house.
It's dragging of the feet and the dick. His hard dick, still hard, left a trail.
I can imagine, because this guy, he always, when he took that, he always, his dick was so big, but it would get stiff. You could carry him by his dick. You know, I could definitely see that. There's no way to get the pants back on.
No, it'd have to be sweatpants.
he wore to parties, he'd wear sweatpants. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Easy access.
That was a crazy night.
You remember it now, right? Because I can see
the look
on Steve's face. He's like, I can't believe she's going to tell this story.
I knew exactly where you're going with that story. That, unbelievable. I knew exactly who you were talking about. Crazy, crazy. he tried to pawn her off on the dock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God.
And the dock wouldn't do it, but his wife said, no, you're not.
Right. So when he was ready to get her gone, he calls up Doc, the puppy Doc, the one that just would tell everybody at the gym and everybody else, the guy with no discretion. He calls him up and says, hey, Jennifer needs to get out of my house and you guys need somebody to come clean your house, don't you?
Oh, my God.
And and this was at a party. He said that to her and said that to Doc. I grabbed Doc's wife and I said, you have got to not let this happen. Okay. This woman is, she is a barnacle. You know, if you get her in your house, she will stick to your house and not leave. You got to get her gone. Okay. She is a threat. Definitely.
I don't even understand how people can live like that. Just go and live with somebody. I just don't even understand.
Well, and sponge off of them.
Yeah, that's so foreign to me. I can't even begin to, no. But I also couldn't even begin to imagine if my husband would say, hey, we're going to let this person stay with us. What? No, we're not. No.
Well, we have an open relationship. How open is your relationship?
Not living here. You're not living here. We'll come and fuck you all day. But you're not living here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Crazy.
I think that what she did is she would come over to their house on a nightly basis to play with them. And then she just would sneak in a couple more things and a couple more things. Uh-huh. And then basically it was like, I'm not going to go home. I don't need to go home. All my stuff is here. Right?
God. That's like a worst nightmare. I'm sorry. That's just...
right.
Oh, well. So there's something not to do at parties.
Right. Yeah. She had long black hair that was like straw. And you just, it was so.
Did I ever meet this person?
I don't know. Because probably, because she had, like I said, she had the boobs and the butt. She had a beautiful body, but she was so snotty. Like, I never wanted to hang out with her because, like I said, she would take 2.5 hours to get ready to go. And then she would expect you to wait for her. And it's like, dude, we have to be there at 10. Okay. Yeah. And it's 9:50. And so I'm not waiting another half hour for you.
That's right.
What the hell else do you have to put on your face? Okay. you know, so no, that was, she was bad news.
Oh, yes.
So how do you cheat on somebody in an open relationship? That's how.
That's right. It happens. It does happen. We know
when your wife is gone, or you know, when the person says, I absolutely don't want you to play with this other person, and so then you go and do it anyway, well then you're cheating.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and people have asked me about that, and we know a couple couples who have split up in the lifestyle because of that. And right. I said if there's a lady that I want to play with and Elle says, no, you're not. Guess what? There's plenty of other women out there. I said,
oh, yeah.
That's not going to make or break. That's one lady.
My first husband used to say it all the time to control me, and he would knee jerk, put it up and then say or whatever. Fabio is like, do whoever you want to do. Okay. Just make sure you go home with me.
Yep. Right. Well,
be safe.
And that's the way I am. But let me preface how I should say that. There's never been a lady in the lifestyle that she said no to. Now, we know ladies who are not in the lifestyle that we may want to try to get together with, and she would say no. So,
right.
So the lady would say yes. I
understand that. Right. Yeah.
So. And I understand that too. I said, I'm not going to cause one lady to ruin my marriage and all this.
And the one gal that was the I talked about it in the first season. I can't remember what name I gave her. God, I gave him so many fake names. I should write these all down, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
It's the guy with the little dick that put it in the wrong hole, and I didn't even know it was in the wrong hole. She was also one of these that had a lot of plastic surgery that she got her people on Sweet Charlotte or whatever she was on.
Oh, yeah,
Southern Charms.
Southern Charms. She got the guys from Southern Charms to pay for her boobs and all that other stuff. Her and Big Dick Donnie and Fabio and others were so hot for her. And I sort of wanted to say no just because of this guy. And plus, I had to deal with my jealousy because, I could see how much Fabio was into her. And I was like, and part of me is like, what am I, chopped liver? You know, so you're sitting there and you're watching and it's all about her. And she must have been really good because they all like to play with her. I kind of wanted to say no, but I just, because of my experience in my first relationships, when I first got into this, I would never tell him that. You know, I would get it out of his system. And the thing is, if I lost him to somebody like that, it's his loss. Right. If I lose him to somebody like that, then dude, you just got to go on because I'm the best thing there ever is.
Right.
Exactly.
It's
like, you're not going to find anybody who's like this. Okay. You're just not.
Nope.
And
that's right.
And it took me a long time to get to that point where I was not jealous to that point. And it's just a point of, he's over there fucking. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, plus there's some of them, like I was, there was not a sense of jealousy at all to watch Fabio fuck your wife, Steve L, because I could see when I, the first time I walked out, I was like, oh, there he is bringing him into the, bringing her in, introducing her in the lifestyle. And, ooh, that's what he's doing there. She's really going to like that. And then when I watched her do stuff, I was like, oh, she's really good. And you watch that and you're like, God, that's really hot. Okay. Uh-huh. So there's no jealousy there at all because both of us are watching and it's your wife and my husband. I don't have any sense of loss. There is no right. sense of, there's no hate. There's no jealousy at all because it's just like, God, this is just so cool.
Is. Don't you think though that jealousy really is seated in insecurity? You know, that yes. you're afraid my relationship is going to be impacted totally. Or my yes. life. Yeah. So once right. you get to that point where you're like, okay, now anything can happen. And we
I'm just
know
being insecure.
We are right. here. That's right. We are here. We're here through thick, thin, all of it. And then you just go, okay, woohoo.
Right.
You
know? And that's one thing that Kara was is and she's still alive. So and I hope she's listening. She is not insecure. Okay.
Not at
so,
all. No.
So when she's confronted with Big Dick Johnny
hot.
Did this or that.
She is right. hot.
She is. And she's got big boobs and they're natural and they're just oh, yeah. and she is her personality is just dynamite
A plus.
And so
yeah.
when and she'd be just like I'm the best thing he's got and she'd be just like if you when she did find out that Jennifer had stayed with him you know had been at that party she's like I don't care you know because she goes that's just him being him
yeah just who he is and she's known that for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think I've gone over time. It's time for me to finish this up. So thanks for all of those people who have listened to this. If you would, please pass this on to a friend. We would love to get more people listening. If you have any comments, again, go to the website and make a comment. It is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Leave a tip for Mandingo. And I'm sure we will continue this conversation on the next episode and continue this format because we really like it. Thank you to all those flies on the wall. And I hope that you guys come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. And we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.